This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The FBI is lobbying Congress for more flexibility from tech companies around encryption and consumer privacy issues, claiming the opposition is a business model question rather than a privacy matter. The FTC says that in 2014, there were 171,230 elder fraud complaints involving people over 60. New fair pay law in California forces employers to reassess the way they pay and classify workers to assure there is no gender bias in wages. Highest rates of gun deaths in 2014 were in the states of Alaska, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Montana, while the lowest was Hawaii, then Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New York, and Connecticut. In 2015, there were 191 local television networks who blacked out their broadcast signals to cable and satellite companies because of pricing disputes. President Obama, through executive order, intends to set up background checks for some firearm purchases and federal enforcement of gun laws with existing penalties. In 2014, according to Amnesty International, 2,466 people were sentenced to death, a 28% increase over 2013. In migrant domino, Sweden introduced new identity checks for travelers arriving from Denmark, and then Denmark, fearful that it would be trapped with the migrants, tightened its border controls for travelers coming from Germany to hold them there. Meanwhile, the U.S. began arresting migrants who'd lost their asylum cases after crossing from South Texas and now is preparing them for deportation. In a rage survey, half of Americans say they are angrier than they were a year ago. Most are in the $50,000 to $75,000 per year income bracket. In the last five presidential elections, 242 electoral votes have been cast for Democratic candidates in five of the five elections, and 15 electoral votes have been cast in four of the five elections. While Republicans have only enjoyed half as many electoral college votes, 121 in all five elections, and 85 in four of the five. Swing states control 75 electoral votes, and they are Florida, Nevada, Colorado, Ohio, and Virginia. Highest unemployment in the country is in Wade Hampton County, Alaska, with 23.6% out of work, and the lowest is in McMullen County, Texas, with 1.6% unemployed. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.